This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, like November. Fax 989-268-6835. Regarding Joseph Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Date of birth 9/27 of 1963. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bryant with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic microscopic hematuria, and new TIAs of his left eye, secondary to a large patent foramen ovale that was found per echocardiogram in April of this year. He has been seeing Dr. Lee in Bay City, and Dr. Lee has scheduled him for a transesophageal echocardiogram. And then there's discussion of a surgery to correct the patent foramen ovale. He is now anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And Dr. Lee was wondering whether he would be a good candidate for Farxiga use at this time. And with the new cardiac history, that seems like a very good idea. The patient has had only one new left eye visual event since he started Eliquis. Generally is gray, the left eye becomes gray, and then he sees flashes of light at times. He did have a full retinal examination. There's no retinal detachment. The ophthalmologist knew that this was amaurosis fugus, F-U-G-A-S, I believe that's and most likely secondary to the patent foramen ovale. The patient denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, no visible blood, no foaminess, no edema, or claudication symptoms. Medication, he's also on Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Lipitor was increased from 20 milligram daily to 40 milligram daily. He's on Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis is new, 5 milligram twice a day. And allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. He takes MSM, 1,000 milligram once daily supplement. I've advised that he should start CoQ10, 100 milligram daily while taking Lipitor. He does take tart cherry juice, and he's on Synthroid, 100 microgram once daily, and Pepcid as needed, 10 milligram once daily as needed. Physical exam, weight is 226 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse, 67, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 7th of 2024. Creatinine is 2.25 with estimated GFR 33, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin is 15.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, chronic microscopic hematuria. 4, recent TIAs, improving now that he's anticoagulated with Eliquis. And 5 is large patent foramen ovale, which will require a procedure to correct that problem. We will give the patient samples of Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram once daily, We'll give him 35 samples to make sure he tolerates that. I do want to check labs after he's been on it for 28 days. So we will check our labs again 28 days after he starts that. As long as the creatinine is stable, we will refill that for him. He will have labs every 3 months for us thereafter, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.